live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Alex Elbrook.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
So it's 2:30 and I'd really like to welcome my guests, Josh and Maria, from the Cambridge Centre for Languages. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hello, Alex. Hi. Oh,
good afternoon.
Great. You're both there. That's lovely to hear from you. So the Cambridge Centre for Languages, Josh, could you tell me a little bit more about what it is and how long you've been going exactly, and all the kind of background behind it?
Yeah, absolutely. So Cambridge Centre for Languages is an international language school with students coming from all over the world since 2002. And students are coming to do a range of activities and mainly to develop their language skills and to enjoy what Cambridge has to offer, really. So this predominantly happens in our school, based at St. Mary's School. Where we have many junior groups from 9 to 17 years old, although we do have adults and business and junior groups start the year too. And in our summer school, we have language lessons and a host of, in my opinion, fantastic activities, museums and colleges, and of course, punting. I think it's the law that if they come to Cambridge, they have to actually go punting.
Absolutely.
So yeah, and then last year we had like drama and arts and stuff as well, which is always fun. My favourite thing, of course, is our talent show. I tend to show off what they've learned, which is always good fun.
So this is what you'd be normally doing. Like you say, you've been doing this for many years now, but obviously with the current situation, you're not able to do this. So Maria, you've come up with this idea of the virtual summer school. So you tell us how that's going to work and how it was the structure of it and who it's aimed at.
Yeah, sure. Okay, so our CCL, virtual summer camp, will mainly consist of a stripped down version of what Josh was saying, a summer program, with the obvious adjustment to the current global situation. So this summer, we invite our students from all over the world to visit us from the comfort of their own homes. Mm-hmm. So it's still our favorite CCL summer camp, just, you know, virtual. Basically, we were thinking about what can we do to make it attractive for everyone, for students and teachers. We all know it's incredibly difficult to stay focused in an online learning context, and everybody just has enough of being talked at in a webinar or a lecture-like type of lesson. So we thought we flip the classroom. We use the flipped classroom concept, which is basically the way we teach these days. So students go offline. They sort of do their homework first. So they read, they prepare, they use the lower order thinking skills offline, and then they come and use the higher order thinking skills. So they analyze, discuss, evaluate, and socialize with their peers online in an interactive virtual lesson activity.
I was about to say that sounds really good. And you said there are going to be some challenge-based things.
Yes!
Like DIY projects. So it sounds brilliant. I'm
extremely excited about that. I want to do it. So yes, it's a challenge-based course with DIY projects as tools for building students' language skills through doing practical presentations. So there is the process of language learning, but there is also the product. So the outcome of learners' independent choices, and it will also involve critical thinking skills, and it's going to be at their own pace, which I think is the greatest benefit of this style of learning. Yeah.
I was going to say, that's interesting that, you know, because primarily the idea, you know, it's a language school. So, okay, you're going to be learning English. But and Josh mentioned it as well, that if you came here, you would go punting, you'd go to the museums, you'd hang out on Parker's Piece. But this way, you're going to do it by doing projects that are actually skill-based things, and then learn your skills, your language skills, through doing the practical stuff, which is rather, like you said, flipping it on its head. I wouldn't have thought of that. It sounds great.
Yeah, and during the summer camp, also students will see for real what it is like to be studying in an English school for a while, based on what is outlined in the UK national curriculum. So what we want to do is to pay particular attention to the cultural, emotional, intellectual, and social development. That's why each project will focus on a specific complex cultural, historical, literary, artistic factor of the English mother tongue representatives.
Oh,
so, yeah, that's what we want to do. We want to
And like you're saying, no one will be coming to Cambridge for that, unfortunately, because they can't now.
But you can travel, you know, in the cyberspace.
Yes. Yeah, we're all doing that this year, I think. So, Josh, can you tell us how people can get in touch if they want to get involved or they know people that might be involved?
Yes, absolutely. It'd be really good if people could have a look if you have any questions or you'd like to get involved or sign up to the course on our website, which is www.camlang.co.uk. And of course, any who have, I suppose, tidbits of insider information about Cambridge that you think would be really cool to pass on to our student. We also thought it would be really cool to hear any insider knowledge via our Facebook page as well.
Yeah, so is your Facebook page is Cambridge Centre for Languages as well?
Yes.
Yes, so if anyone wants to look at that, and then, like you say, if they've got any great, like you say, insider tips that might be good to share, that you'd like those too.
Yeah, that'd be really cool.
And did you say, I don't think we went over the actual time and dates of school runs.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I forgot to put on that. I got so excited. I was supposed to talk about that. So the interactive virtual lessons and activities will take place from Monday to Friday, 5 days a week, from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. UK time, and beginning on Monday, the 22nd of June, and ending on Friday, the 4th of September. Okay, so it's a six-week summer camp, and anybody can sign up for as little as 1 week or as much as 6 weeks, because it's a very flexible course. So, oh, and it's aimed at students, well, anyone aged 11 to 17 who would love to learn by doing.
Oh,
and
lovely.
Fun with some edutainment.
It sounds great. So, Josh and Maria, before you go, is there anything else you want to say that we haven't covered? I think we've done pretty much everything.
I would like to invite all our listeners today to help us out, discover Cambridge, to give us some insights, some treasures that we can, you know, promote Cambridge to our students from all over the world.
That's great.
Absolutely. Tell us everything.
It'd be dangerous.
Awesome.
That's great. Thank you ever so much for taking the time this afternoon. So that's Josh and Maria from the Cambridge Centre for
Languages. Thank you very much.
Bye, everyone.
Cambridge 105 Radio.